that God, amen, praise God, allows us to go through, amen, praise God, certain circumstances just to teach us over and over again just who He is. Amen, praise God. He allows things to come, amen, into our life, praise God, to open the eyes of our understanding that we might appreciate even more and more, praise God, the greatness of our great and our mighty God. In the circumstances, amen, in the context of the scripture that we're reading from this 32nd chapter of the book of Jeremiah, amen, praise God, God has given, amen, Jeremiah an inspirational, amen, word, amen. And in that inspirational word that he gave, amen, to Jeremiah, he told him, praise God, that he wanted Jeremiah to go, can you say amen,
amen,
and buy some property.
Watch out.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen, praise God. In a time when the enemy, amen, is taking over the city, in a time when, amen, God himself has designated, amen, that Jerusalem will fall into the hands of the Chaldeans. In a time when, amen, praise God, those that are there, amen, that is in the city are suffering and dying, some with disease, amen, some, praise God, from the plagues that have come, can you say amen, upon the city. But, amen, praise God, Jeremiah, look with me back now to the first verse of the 32nd chapter, amen, of this, amen, praise God, book of Jeremiah. And God speaks to Jeremiah in that 32nd chapter in verse number 1, amen. And he tells him, praise God, amen, this thing, praise God, concerning, amen, what he is supposed to do. He lets Jeremiah know, praise God, that this, amen, 10th year of the king of King Zedekiah, amen, praise God, amen, will be a time when the king of Babylon, verse number 2, army will besiege Jerusalem. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God. He lets him know, praise God, that, amen, praise God, look at verse number 5. That Zedekiah, amen, he shall lead, that is the king of the Chaldeans, the king of the Babylonians, can you say amen?
Amen,
will lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, he says, ye shall not prosper. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And Jeremiah says in verse 7, behold, Hananiel, the son of Shallum, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Antioch, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so God gave Jeremiah the word, praise God, concerning, praise God, this transaction of the purchasing of property, even though the city is being besieged, amen, and being overcome by the enemy.
Amen.
Verse 8, so Hananiel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Antioch, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine. And the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then, this is what Jeremiah says, I knew that this was the word of the Lord. Yeah. And so then not only did God give him the unction of what was going to happen, amen, when it happened, it was reaffirmed to Jeremiah that this indeed was the very word of the Lord. And amen, praise God. And so Jeremiah, following the word of the Lord, amen, bought the field. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Subscribed the evidences. Amen, praise God. Made it a formal purchase. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And amen, praise God. But now that he has gone and done what God required him to do, amen, praise God, he is examining what he has done. And in his mind, praise God, he is not satisfied that he has done what he should have done. even though God has confirmed it to his very face that this is what I wanted you to do, he still, praise God, got issues in his mind. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Amen, praise God. We are to understand, praise God, from, amen, looking at Jeremiah, that when God tells you to do something, can you say amen? When God gives you instruction, and when God comes back and affirm that what I told you, amen, praise God, is what I told you, and it's not your mind, but it is my mind, and I intend for you to do it, amen, then we ought to obey God. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. I say obey God, not hesitantly. Obey God, not re-examining what he has already told us that we ought to do, but just obey God, amen, because of the fact that he is God, and he is God all by himself. Can you say amen? Understanding, amen, praise God, that it's all right, amen, to see what you see. It is all right, praise God, amen, to acknowledge what you see. Amen, praise God, but never believe that your outlook is going to determine the outcome. It's only going to be as God says it's going to be. And so no matter what the outlook is, amen, the outcome is in the hand of God.
Amen.
You are to praise him. Just say amen. And so praise God. Amen, praise God. Not only does Jeremiah, praise God, get an affirmation from God, amen, that this is what I told you. Can you say amen? To buy that property. Amen. But Jeremiah is thinking, why in the world would I buy property in a place where the enemy is going to take it over? Why would I buy property? Amen. Praise God. When you already let me know that the Chaldeans will prevail, that they will overcome, that we will be carried captive into Babylon. Why would I buy property in this place? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes the only answer that we have to the enemy is because God told me so. Can you say amen? Sometimes, praise God, everything you look at, amen, praise God, is pointing in the opposite direction, but God didn't tell you to go that way. He told you to go the other way, and they don't understand. Why would you go that way? Sometimes your only answer is God told me so. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Look at Jeremiah, praise God. Amen, praise God. As he goes to pray over, amen, praise God, what God has already ordained. Some things you ain't got to pray about. You just got to be about it. Y'all are praying. Tell you, baby, some things you ain't even got to pray about. You just got to be about it. Amen, praise God. And so, hallelujah, Jeremiah begins to pray. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Why are you praying, Jeremiah? Because, amen, I know God told me to do it, and I did it, but I ain't settled with it. Can you say amen? I can't let it alone. I can't leave it in God's hand. I can't just let God be God all by himself. I still not settle with it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So then, praise God, he goes down on his knees and he acknowledges, oh, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, and nothing is impossible with thee. Can you say amen? That's Jeremiah's prayer. Can you say amen? Amen. We need to believe what we're praying. Can you say amen? Amen. He's praying to God. Amen. Praise God. And letting God know nothing is impossible with him. So why are you worried about how it's going to come out if you already know that nothing is impossible with
Counselor. He's a mighty warrior. Can you say amen? Amen. He's gotten a name for himself in Egypt. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah begins to acknowledge God over and over and over again. Can you say amen? For the greatness of the attributes of Almighty God. Can you say amen? But let me tell you, it's good to acknowledge God, but God wants you to believe him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't enough just to acknowledge him. God wants you to believe him. Amen. I don't care how much you say how great he is. I don't care how much you say he's a mighty God. How much you say he's a God of deliverance and a God of help and a God of power. God wants you to believe him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. Before I even acknowledge, amen, I ought to believe. Can you say amen? Don't let me say how great he is when I don't believe he's great. Don't let me say how strong he is when I don't believe he's strong. Don't let me say how great a power he is when I don't have confidence in his power. And so, praise God, what is it? Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah keeps on praying. Amen. Praise God. Acknowledging, amen, all of the attributes, amen, of God. Amen. Praise God. All that God is and all that God has done and how he got him a name in Egypt. Can you say amen? He prays all of that beautiful prayer. But then when he gets down to verse number 24, he taps God as it were on the shoulder and say, Lord, you see the mounts. Can you say amen? You see the men on the horseback. You see that they are here ready. Amen. To take over the city. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And I told you earlier that God does see just what we see. But what it is, he does not see how we see. You ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We love hallelujah to tell God how great he is and then put in front of God what we call impossible. Amen. If we believe he is as great as we say he is, then there's nothing we can put in front of him and call his attention to that it is impossible. Can you say amen? What are you telling me? Amen. I'm telling you, too many times we as believers, amen, don't want to acknowledge, amen, the outlook. Can you say amen? We see it, but we want to act like it ain't there. We see it, and we pretend like it ain't real. We see it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And we, praise God, want to ignore it. But I'm here to let you know it's all right. Amen. If you see it, can you say amen? It's all right. If you acknowledge it, it's all right. If you understand that it is what it is. And only reason you try to ignore it and try not to see it is because you believe that the outlook is going to determine, amen, the outcome. But when you come to the place of faith in God, Lord have mercy. Yeah, God had to remind Jeremiah all over again. Can you say amen? Jeremiah said, ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, and nothing, amen, is too hard for thee. Can you say amen? But after Jeremiah, amen, had showed God what he was afraid of and told God, you see, what I see. You see the mount. You see them ready to take over the city. Can you say amen? God reminds Jeremiah, I am the God of all flesh. Can you say amen? I don't care how many you see out there ready to take over the city. I'm the God of all flesh. And is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah had pleaded, but God had to remind him that no matter what you see, he is still God. I just came to remind you today, hallelujah, that you ain't gotta run away, hallelujah, from what you see. What you see is what you see. Can you say amen? And God sees just what you see, but you ain't got to tremble, amen, in your boots, or be afraid of what you see, because I realize, and I want you to realize, that the outlook, it does not determine, amen, the outcome. It may not look good in my life, but I know something. I know I the redeemed of the Lord. I don't always see my way, but you know what? I know a God, and he is a way maker, and he makes ways out of no ways. I realized that I can't lean on my own understanding, but rather in all of my ways, I need to acknowledge my God. Tell your neighbor, my God is able. He can do anything but fail. He alone is worthy of my praise. He alone needs to be glorified. He alone needs to be magnified in my life. God wants somebody that can look at trouble in the face and still raise your hand up and give God the glory. Can you say amen? Don't deny that it ain't no trouble there. Don't deny that there ain't no issue. Don't deny that it ain't nothing wrong. Yeah, it's a whole lot wrong, but my God is able to fix it up. To my own understanding, I found out that what I see is what God sees, but God don't see it like I see it. We see, hallelujah, defeat, but God sees victory. Somebody ought to shout victory. We see, hallelujah, impossibility, but God sees another opportunity to show you that he is God, and he's greater than any circumstance in your life. He wants you to stand on the sideline. Can you say amen? What are you doing? I'm getting out of God's way, because God is greater. He want you to stand on the sideline, and when he go to work, he want you to praise him. Can you say amen? Anybody can get up and stand on the sideline with him. Can you say amen? If you got anything going on that you need God, hallelujah, to work in your life, stand on the sideline with him. Can you say amen?
trust him and tell God you're the great and the mighty God? Nothing is too hard for you. Can you say amen? Can you never stop praying and don't believe? Can you say amen? Can you stop praying and don't believe? If you believe he's able, then believe he's able. And if you believe he's able, act like he's able. And if you act like he's able, you won't give him glory. You won't give him fame. I don't care what you look at.
Praise God. The outlook does not count.